There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On a straighter way, straight ahead, it's the 7 at the Hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Everybody working together to produce a program that's full of information and comments, the things you need to know, why you need to know them, some things that we don't know, we'll tell you we don't know, because there is no knowing, such is the case. Molly Page, the news sage, Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, Richie, all of us trying to understand what happened in Oklahoma over the weekend. The weather got better.
At least.
The weather got better. But because of the floods and all of the rain, there were a number of things that went on that seem hard to understand at this moment, including a story where highway patrol officers shot some guy and killed him. They were trying to get him out of the high water, stranded motorist, two troopers responding south of Tulsa, found two men with two vehicles. Troopers told the men to come toward them to safer ground out of the high water. At some point, a fight broke out between all of them for reasons unknown. This is one of those really creepy stories. So as a result, the troopers fired on these two guys and killed one of them. They arrested the other guy. And this was all a part of trying to rescue them because they were stuck in a high water circumstance. So
we don't want to be rescued. Leave us alone. No, yeah. Come here.
Yeah.
I'm rescuing you.
If I can't rescue you, I'm going to shoot you.
Here, grab this gun.
But isn't that weird?
I'm going to send you this bullet. Grab it.
Yeah.
I'll help you.
Yes.
Right. Obviously, right. More to something, learn here,
yeah,
on this.
There's something more to this. Let's hope there is anyway. All right. Now, Molly is going to get to the bottom of the story, which many of you have perhaps seen or heard about. All of the millions that ex-Nazis, I hate those guys, got in Social Security. There are 133 suspected Nazi war criminals who are collecting Social Security. So now there is this new bill they got passed called No Social Security for Nazis.
Who's going to vote against that?
Got to be kidding me.
No. All right, Molly, let's just go.
Actually, I think somebody did vote against it.
Really?
I don't remember who it was, but someone did. They're only good at Blues Brothers movies.
This is the way politics works now. There's probably also in that bill funding for a bridge somewhere that doesn't need to be built, and that's why somebody votes against it.
Right.
And then the other politician on whatever side can go, look, he likes Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. Elfriede, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, it could be Elfriede Rinkel, was a Nazi. She was a concentration camp guard. She admits to it.
She's a Latin Nazi? Elfriede?
That's her first name. Elfriede, maybe. Okay. I don't know. E-L-F-R-I-E.
Oh, it's all one word. Okay.
Just
Elfriede Rinkel.
Keep going.
Okay.
He's just
anyway, okay, so the U.S. Justice Department confirmed from records that she was a guard. She admits that she was a guard. She was stationed at the camp World War II. She worked with an attack dog trained by the SS. When the war was over, she moved to California. She married a German-born Jew whose parents had been killed in the Holocaust.
So she was a Nazi guard, and she married a Jew whose parents were killed in the Holocaust.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, you thought this story wouldn't get weirder.
What do you think a dinner conversation was like in that house? Keep going.
It's okay, honey. Go to sleep. Everything's fine. She agreed to leave the U.S. in 2006, and
she left on her own, or she was told, you know, better get out while you can.
Well, the Justice Department's Nazi hunting unit did initiate the deportation proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
So she left, but when her husband died, she got his benefits.
Woo-hoo!
She got widow benefits.
Nice. And they sent him offshore to some address in another country?
Yeah, and there was no legal basis, they say, for stopping them, mm-hmm. the Social Security Department.
Right.
And that's therefore Social Security for Nazis.
Yeah. Mm. So she, received all the Social Security benefits, and that has now been stopped as of January 2015.
Shucks.
Okay. This goes to show you how big we are. And how everything gets lost in the mix.
Yep, big government, too much government, too many people getting too many payments.
Got to pass a law to keep a Nazi from getting benefit checks.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I wonder who sponsored that. I'd like to know who was the sponsor. And more, I'd like to know who voted against it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Molly or Richie at DougStevin.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. All right, so Kenny, what other comments do we have about some of the things we've talked about? Or maybe we've missed something so far.
All the conversation so far today is about the NSA.
It is. And the fact that they have lost their authority to collect the data. But they haven't really. They haven't lost anything. This is a complete ruse. It's just being collected differently. And the news media, as usual, misses the point. The NSA phone data program ends with no Senate deal. No. They're going to vote in 3 or 4 days. See how misleading that headline is? They're going to vote this week on just moving it to whatever it is, some euphemism for the new, whatever the bill is, that they're going to change the Patriot Act so that it will allow the collection of this information, but it'll be held by Sprint and by Verizon and by AT&T.
Well, that's what it defaults to.
That's all it is.
When they don't, when the bill sunsets,
yeah.
which it did, now it just goes back to where
that's
Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint all have
all
it.
Bills that
and
get passed
need to go to a judge, get a
should have a sunset
subpoena.
Provision.
Right.
Everybody agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Every law that's ever passed should have a sunset. Whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 3 months, 100 years, it should have a sunset provision.
Coming up, the story of a chaplain who was on a United Airlines flight who was denied Diet Coke. Why would that be a problem? Other than that's really bad for you. 14 after the hour.
Holy.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Genucel. Genucel. Genucel, strange name. I don't know where this name came from. I don't know what the etymology is, the derivation of Genucel. I just know what it does. If you have bags and puffiness under your eyes as you're waking up this morning and you look in the mirror and you think, wait a minute, look at that. Woo! So here's what you do to fix the problem. I'm into fixing problems. And the problem.
Don't look in the mirror?
Well, that's a way of doing it, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Put some masking tape over your mirror so you don't have to look into it.
Or, there, done.
Better yet, call 800-543-9262, Mall, and order Genucel, a great opportunity. It's a great product from a great company, usable by both men and women. Instant effects. It's a serum. It doesn't feel like water or it doesn't feel like oily. It just put it under your eyes, and you'll sleep on it.
Well, this is the time for it, too. Because now that the weather's getting warm, we're doing more things on Sunday. We have a terrible Monday morning.
Awful.
And allergies.
Yeah.
Very puffy.
Yep. All right. So Molly's just done a nice job encapsulating the reasons for you to call 800-543-9262. I'd forgotten about allergies and puffiness in your eyes because of that. Water collects around your eyes, and this is what takes it away. Combat the wrinkles. No nasty Botox, no surgery, just a simple application, bingo, bango, no makeup needed either, 800-543-9262 to get rid of all the puffiness, bags, lines around your eyes. Check with them, too, for their other great skin products like Esotique when you call 800-543-9262.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
Want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a reward? rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals and over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents this week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under a buck. Or exotic and gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished acacia. It's hard to find at other stores, but we've got it for $2.99. Plus, save as much as 45% on high-quality laminate and vinyl wood plank. And get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top-quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
17.5 the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, so how many of you have ridden on a plane and you have the flight attendant up and down the aisle? She takes your drink order. You like some tomato? I like tomato juice. I drink that a lot on the plane. And they bring the can over. Depending on where you're riding in the plane, they give you either a glass filled with tomato juice, or if you're up front, they give you a can and you open and have the whole can. So I'm not sure I understand how the discrimination took place, but what really happened, United Airlines flight, on it was a Muslim chaplain named Tahira Ahmad. She asked for an unopened can of Coke for hygienic reasons. The flight attendant said no. She had to give her one that's open. And then she turned around and gave an unopened can of beer to a man seated on the other side of the aisle. She asked the question of the flight attendant, and the flight attendant said, quote, "We are unauthorized to give unopened cans to people because they may use it as a weapon," end quote.
Which is true. You'll find that at every stadium, anywhere you go.
Really?
And buy a bottle or a can, they will.
I get unopened cans of stuff all the time on the plane.
You shouldn't.
I could see a bottle. What's the thing with a can?
It's heavy. It's a brick.
Well, so is a laptop. I mean, if you're going to smack somebody on the head,
handing you a laptop.
This is stupid. This is really stupid.
Yeah, so why give the guy seated next to her an unopened can?
That's the question.
Well, because people who drink alcohol are much more sedentary.
No, because she was being profiled, and she knew she was being profiled. And so that's why she's made a stink about it.
Yeah.
As well she might have. Doesn't look good. There's something, I believe in profiling, by the way, to a certain extent. When it comes to this sort of thing.
Absolutely. I'd profile you in a heartbeat.
Thank you. Big nose, dark-skinned, younger, Middle Eastern-looking men, I would think they ought to be profiled. Like it or not, that's the reality. But a woman...
Cantankerous farmers.
Yeah, right. It's get them.
That farm tan.
Yep. Ooh. I'm beginning to develop my farm tan, too.
Some kind of dangerous.
I see a guy with a farmer's tan. I'm suspect.
Right. Yeah, yep. I think you should be, Richie.
Up to no good.
Uh-huh. That guy's Irish-looking guys with big heads of hair. I want to go after them, too.
Me too.
Yeah. There you go, Molly. Hug yourself. You begin to sound like Jennifer, who is off today, back tomorrow. 21 after on Good Day.
terrifying thought.
You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Wonder Time on Good Day. Who sings this song? Do you like to dream? How many people remember this song? Number one during this week in 1977.
I like dreaming. I like dreaming. Wow.
Wow.
I like dreaming.
Yeah, I like this song.
Closing my eyes and
romantic. Yeah, Richard. Yeah.
It almost sounds like a Christmas song, doesn't it?
It does.
The lyrics are different.
Yeah. Sugary sweet.
That's right.
It's got some Velveeta.
I see us on the shore.
I see us on the shore.
Bright sunshine.
Beneath the bright sunshine.
We've walked along.
We've walked together. They come to me. A million times. Hand in hand. Two barefoot lovers kissing in the sand.
Side by side.
Side by side.
The tide rolls in.
Touching.
Just touching
each of us.
If only
I like dreaming. This sung
like
by
you're translating rap lyrics or something
right,
for us. We can't understand what he's saying.
Songwriter that is responsible for this is the name we're looking for at 888-302-3684. Qualify for our drawing to the spa in Madison, which will take place on July the 3rd. This was a top pop single this week, 1977. You know who it is? 888-302-3684. Who qualify for our next resort drawing. He learned to play accordion at a very early age. By the time he was 13, he'd won a full scholarship to USC for music composition, but got bored, dropped out after a few months. And then 4 years later, he got another scholarship to Cunard. Same thing happened there. He got bored and left.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is kind of. He's very talented. All the time, he was writing songs, caught the attention of record producer Bob Crew, who hired him. He wrote My Eyes Adored You for Frankie Valli.
Oh, that sounds so much like this song.
Lady Marmalade for LaBelle. wrote a song for Barry Manifold, Donny Osmond, Tavares. Richie, where's that song I love from Tavares?
Nah,
he wrote
stop
that.
It. Keep moving.
No, no,
focus,
I'm telling you.
Doug,
wrote
focus.
That. I'm focused on that song from Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel.
That's right.
A great song that is. He wrote that. He wanted to be a singer, so when he wrote I Like Dreamin', he decided to record it himself. And so with his release, he started a 3-month climb to the top of the pop singles charts. He didn't like flying for promotional tours and concerts and decided that singing wasn't for him, so he returned to writing songs for others and has been very successful doing that. Even though this song got a gold record, he never repeated that success because he didn't want to be a star. So he's a star in his own right. Come on. You, what, nobody knows who this is?
I didn't know he wrote Lady Marmalade. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That,
how do you go from this song
like this
to that? Yeah.
But he's a very successful writer. 888-302-3684. Maybe if we start it over again, Richie, it would be...
And too smart for school. He was so born in school. Even the scholarships he dropped out. That's...
Has the same last name as a famous pitcher.
Baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
That's very good, Richie. Thank you for that help. And let's see here. Has the same number of name of letters in his first name as that person does. How's that? Get that figured out?
Hey, you're right.
I don't want to give this away.
Closing my eyes.
Shazam it.
Doug Stephan Show, hi, what's the answer?
Good morning, Henry Nolan.
So close.
Man, so
not
close.
Quite. Kenny Nolan is his name. Kenny Nolan.
Yeah, hold on. We'll give it to
you. You're going to give him a play. All right, so he's going to qualify in a manner of speaking. You want to put the other person on, Richie? You got time, 10 seconds. See if we can. Let me see. Hold on a second. All right.
Hi, who's this? Hi, who's this? What's the answer?
Kenny.
All right. Yeah, let him qualify too. Put a couple of easy pushovers. We are today. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, every year, more than 4.5 million people are bitten by dogs in the United States. Most pet guardians are unaware that there are several things that they can do to help prevent this from happening. The most important thing any pet guardian can do is socialize your dog. Dogs that are unfamiliar with surroundings can often bite out of fear. Make sure that your dog has plenty of time to meet a lot of different dogs, a lot of different people. Take the time to introduce your dog to the neighbors next door, people around the block, and people in your circle so your dog isn't frightened because they're no longer strangers. Also, training your dog is critical. Just by basically training your dog with commands like sit, stay, down, and come, it helps you remove your dog from potentially dangerous situations. And focus on non-aggressive activities. Respect your dog's space. You know, we all need our space once in a while, so teach people that if your dog is lying down, why don't you just let him lie down and relax? You wouldn't want to be woken up with either. Just remember, precaution, no bites. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Stephan. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Stephan, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals and over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under a buck. Or exotic and gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished acacia. It's hard to find at other stores, but we've got it for $2.99. Plus, save as much as 45% on high-quality laminate and vinyl wood plank. And get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top-quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, Corumba. Don't forget. Don't forget to pick up the mirrors today. That's all right. Molly Page, the news sage, is here. Kenny Kessler, info wrestler. Richie McFadden, wrestling with me more often than not in a mature sense. He doesn't tickle or anything. Actually, I wish he would once in a while. It'd be more fun.
That'd be fun.
I'd buy a ticket to this.
All right, so Molly, the story of Harriet Thompson. What a great! This is not a good story. This is a great story. If you want to check it out, we have it at DougStefan.com. But Molly is going to paraphrase the information for you.
Very inspiring, Miss Thompson. She's 92 years old. And she is the oldest woman now to finish the 26.2-mile marathon in San Diego. It took place yesterday. It's the Rock and Roll Marathon.
Yeah.
And she is a 2-time cancer survivor.
Oof.
She's running 16 marathons. And she set the new world record for women over 90. This, to me, is absolutely amazing, considering if I spend more than 15 minutes on the treadmill, I am exhausted.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were in better shape than that.
You'd think.
Yeah.
But no. Not after this winter.
No.
But she has raised more than $100,000 for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society by running in these marathons.
Good for her.
Yeah.
What a great story.
It's very impressive.
Our poll today, excuse me. Ah, those cashews.
I just mentioned exercise and
No, I'm a great exercise is doing me a lot of good. Yeah. I've always been active, but I'm really doing focused exercising now, and it really is doing amazing things to my mind, my body. What is focused
exercise rather than unfocused?
Having a trainer tell you exactly what to do, what muscles are affected, help you
coordinate the muscle groups that you
right.
work.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com, if you ever run in a marathon, A, yes, several times. B, yes, once. C, I've only done half marathons so far. D, no, but I'm training to. E, no, but I've thought about it. F, no, I haven't got any interest at all.
Or G, I've done a few bar crawls. Does that count?
Right. Our poll over the weekend, the top 10 talk radio topics of last week, which one was most important to you? 19% of you said the Texas and Oklahoma flooding, which is appropriate, it seems to me. 14% Hillary Clinton's email. 13% the presidential race. Let's see, where do we go from there? 8% the violent crime wave in Baltimore. IRS data breach, that sort of thing. That's last week. We're focused, however, on this week. The big story of the week, I'm guessing by the end of the week, will be the fact that North Korea's Kim Jong-un, hopes to attract more than 2 million visitors, tourists, coming to North Korea.
Right, yeah.
Because it is a socialist's fairyland. They only have 100,000 visitors a year to North Korea. Gee, I wonder how. Was it last week that
98,000 of those actually get to leave the country again?
Yeah, right. A couple of thousand stick around. No, I think that that could be Dennis Rodman having gone there 100,000 times.
Yeah, absolutely. Close.
So Gloria Steinem and her feminist pals took that walk across from North Korea to South Korea. I think it was last week, wasn't it? They
yes.
didn't come back with a report that North Korea was a socialist fairyland. I don't know what they were thinking. It's great.
Really?
Fairyland.
It's a socialist.
They didn't have T-shirts and sparkly things to wave around. I was in North Korea.
It's not a socialist.
Killed by dear leader. Come on.
Yes. No naps.
Communist fairyland.
No naps.
Well, what's the difference, Richie? Do you know? Socialism and communism.
Right. The government uses weapons to make you do what they want to do. And socialism is like, hey, we're all going to share everything. And mm-hmm. communism is, hey, I'm going to take everything you have. And then I might share it with you.
Really? That'd be nice. All right. Here's the story. Speaking of sharing, Washington, District of Columbia. A lot mm-hmm. of politicians, a lot of lawyers, a lot of people who have a lot of money trying to influence what happens there. There's a Washington story that I like because it so reminds me of sort of the good old days. I remember living and working in Washington. There are all these neat little neighborhood restaurants there. Most cities have them. The neat little... We went yeah. yesterday morning. We had the best time yesterday morning. We drove to a little restaurant on Moody Street in Waltham. And it was filled with people who, Sunday morning, nice, well, it was a little rainy, but it was a nice place to congregate. So all sizes, shapes, ages go in to this restaurant. And we went in and found a little table, sat down. And the first clue was when the waitress yelled across. We were sitting on a table, but there was a a counter space. The lady in the restaurant yells across, "You want a menu?" So from there, it was about an hour's worth of a wonderfully pleasant experience. Just a lot of fun. And so I gave her a nice tip. It wasn't as nice as this tip that the guy in Washington left. He had a $93 restaurant bill and he left a $2,000 tip.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
Beer and gumbo. He and his friend shared beer and gumbo, and he left a $2,000 tip.
For $93?
Thank you for $93. He wrote on the bill, "Thank you for the gumbo." He apparently likes Louisiana Creole fish and gumbo. It was a specialty of the house. The fellow that runs the place, Chris Nardelli. It's called the Blues 44. Do you know it?
I've never been there, no.
No, okay.
I'm going to get a job there.
Yeah. The customer who was not identified asked the bill, asked that the tip be split. $1,000 to the chef, $500 to the owner and to the waitress who waited on him. How about that? By the way, the place we were in yesterday was called Heidi's Diner. And Heidi had the staff of ladies. None of them were as funny as this lady who we were teasing about her accent. I thought maybe it was either Italian or Greek or something, and it turned out she was Armenian. But she just had a wonderful attitude. I said I wanted to supplement. We had eggs, you know, veggies and stuff in the eggs, and I didn't want any potatoes. So I said, "Can you give me a fruit cup?" And she turned around. This would be a great one of those television realities. Go into a silly little restaurant and spend an hour there. She turned around and looked at me and said, "Basically, we don't have any fruit cups. I'll bring you a banana." So she brought me a banana. It was one of those fun things, and it's something that we need to have more of. I mean, going into places, now you go into restaurants, everything's so formal. You go into these big national chains. You think you get a personality like that in an Olive Garden?
You can't get a banana just anywhere.
No, that's true. Right.
You have to.
The reason that this guy left a $2,000 tip, Doug, yes, I had heard the story, but I couldn't remember what the background was on it.
Yeah.
The guy lives in the neighborhood and comes in from time to time and loves the gumbo. So the owner of the restaurant had emailed him.
Yeah.
And said, you know, "Hey, listen, I know you like the gumbo. Next time, when are you coming in next? And I'll make sure it's on the menu."
Oh.
And so the guy walked in and he's like, "Where's my gumbo?" And he got the gumbo. And he probably comes into the restaurant twice a month, he said.
Uh-huh.
And then when he was leaving, he ordered some to go. And the owner gave it to him on the house.
Oh.
So he gave him a quart of gumbo because he was going to take it to some friends on the Eastern Shore or something like that.
Yeah.
So he said, "Dad, just go ahead and take it. It's on the house." So that's when he signed his check and left a $2,000 tip.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Neat
that's
stuff.
Still really cool.
Yeah, it really is. Yep. And there are all kinds of things like that we have at...
Your tax dollars probably paid for that $2,000 tip. Mm-hmm. He's probably some lobbyist.
Yeah, lobbyist. Yeah.
It was Denny
Contractor. It was Denny Hastert. Yeah.
Nothing went on in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Nothing in the kitchen with Dinah. Nothing in the kitchen, I know.
There it is. Kitchen is the 40-year-old
Nothing
song.
Nothing in the kitchen with Dinah. All right, this is a story from Albany this weekend, where an Albany man snoring is so loud, he got the boot from his apartment. Story about Bruce Menia, M-E-N-I-A, ordered to leave his apartment in the middle of the month because of complaints about his snoring, keeping other tenants awake. Another resident of the apartment complex said that the snoring was like an echo. It's enough to wake you from a deep sleep. This fellow is 51 years old, admits he has a snoring problem, but doesn't think it's enough for him to be forced out. He thinks he... got it. He actually apparently isn't the only one in his family that has it.
Well,
his daughter has a problem snoring, but he thinks there's no legal way to get him out of the complex.
What kind of a cheap place have you built that any neighbors can hear me snoring
Absolutely.
Through your thin walls?
Right.
Why don't you build a quality apartment so that people can have some peace and quiet for the rent that they pay you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's really low rent. Maybe it's a cheap apartment.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
It's pretty good news about the smoking ban, right, in Beijing?
Smoking ban in Beijing?
Yeah, it goes into effect today.
That'll change the context of things if you like Chinese. Beijing is more modern than most of the rest of the Chinese cities. Most of the cities in China, you don't have to smoke to die of lung cancer. You just breathe the air that's there.
I heard that 1 million people a year die in China from lung cancer.
Lung disease. Yeah,
there are 300 million smokers.
Oy.
And so now you can't smoke any place indoors. Businesses, cafes, it's a $32 fine.
Mm-hmm.
And around $1,600 for businesses if they ignore the new law.
There you go.
So maybe now that this has been implemented, people will stop.
What's new with Brian Williams? We'll have that story in the television report in a matter of moments, 16 before the hour. If you would like to take a risk-free challenge to whiten your teeth, now is the time for you to do it. Everybody ready?
Okay.
power swabs, giving those of you whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking a risk-free opportunity to use power swabs so that your smile will be enhanced. You'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth in as little as 5 minutes. Use it for a week. It'll go up immeasurably. This is a challenge that you all can take. By the way, going to drugstores and buying the toothpaste that has those little marbles in them that clean they whiten up your teeth for sure, but they do it by eliminating your enamel. Your teeth will rot out of your head unless you use power swabs. That seems kind of harsh.
Wow, yeah, that's extreme.
800-281-6829. Power swabs. This is a way for you to do the things. If you've got caps, crowns, veneers, that sort of thing, this will affect your teeth but not make your gums sensitive. You'll look younger. The stains will not be removed. I'm sorry. They will be removed, not covered up. Some of the stuff you use just covers up the stains. You don't want that.
Like white out?
Yeah.
That doesn't work very well.
White out on your teeth. That's a great analogy. Yeah. Right. It's cheaper than visiting the dentist, $500 to $1,000 to whiten your teeth professionally.
That's what I did.
Did you?
I did. Now, I have to say, when my teeth got whiter, I got more compliments than on anything else ever. Hair, anything. People notice your white teeth, but I spent way too much money, had I known.
And now you know the rest of the story. When your teeth get yellow next time, call 800-281-6829. Fix you right up, Molly. Power swabs, 800-281-6829. Mention Doug Stephan, they'll fix you up with the portable sort of taken with you power swabs you can use to freshen up your teeth if you're on a date or if you are in some way going, let's say you're going for a job interview. It'd be good to have the best presentation, best looking teeth, and you get them by calling for power swabs at 800-281-6829.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you can save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals on over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under $1 and gorgeous click strand bamboo for $2.29. It's easy to install and 2 times harder than red oak. Plus, save as much as 45% on high quality laminate and vinyl wood plank and get 12 months special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Check the, by the way, our thought for the day today from Mary Kay Kardashian. No matter how busy you are, you have to take time to make the other person feel important. It wasn't Mary Kay Kardashian. I don't think there is a Mary Kay Kardashian, is there?
I don't think so.
Mary Kay Ash. Mary Kay's Cosmetics, you know how that works?
Yeah.
NBC is trying to find a way to keep Brian Williams. Why?
Be my question. From what?
Good.
From speaking.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
NBC execs are looking for a new place for Williams. Negotiations not yet complete, but he could walk away from NBC as well. The new chairman of NBC News has apparently backed the idea of keeping him. He has asked employees to think creatively in terms of finding a place for him. NBC News declined to comment yesterday. What in the world?
I hope it's not as a fact checker.
No, probably not. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, set to debut September 28th. You can say goodbye to that franchise.
You really think that's not going to fly?
I think he's horrible. I think all of these people they put into these late night slots, Stephen Colbert included, is going to get them nothing. None. The CBS gets nothing out of this.
Molly,
late
Doug's
night
not
era.
A fan of change.
No, I'm not a fan of people who are not funny.
He wants Harrison Ford to still be in every Star Wars movie.
Yes, I do. I do. That's true. Yep. Right. That's exactly. I want William.
The Walker fights back.
No, I want what's his face to be in Star Trek?
Shatner.
Yep. I want all that to be.
Dig his old bones up and prop him up in front of a camera. Lightspeed.
Tanya Beattie, Stephen Hill. And Aidan Kahn, latest to join the cast of Lewis and Clark on HBO. We watched The House of Cards last night. I haven't seen it since the last time I watched it on a plane. And now the Netflix, I'm fascinated because I can get anything. The Netflix, just the reality of being able to get the shows.
Tell everybody about Netflix, Doug.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. I hear you can, they send you movies on a DVD or something?
HBO is in the word. You're the freshy newbie here. You better be careful.
I'm a noob taking shots at you. That's awesome. High five to Molly.
Even around McFadden alarm, 51 after the hour.
Rubbing off.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Rejoice, my dear friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Take just a moment to let it envelop you in the Spirit of the Lord. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body, restore focus and productivity, and finally enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the healing frequency music project. Find out how a devout Christian, author, and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why he claims God told him to create this amazing product. All you have to do is go to WholeTonesSample.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as easily as it has for countless others. Go to WholeTonesSample.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's WholeTonesSample.com.
For a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, one of our experts, the traditional side of medicine, as reported in lots of the journals that Ken keeps his eye on every week. Here's a story about teenagers who are obese and the risks they have for bowel cancer. Ken, I guess we're talking about men.
All teenagers. Doug, this is out of the medical journal Gut this week. Obesity and
adolescence. There's a medical journal called Gut.
Would I kid you about such things?
Yeah.
Obesity in adolescence, it doubles the chance of developing colorectal cancer later in life as a result of a higher body mass index, the BMI. When you were in my office, I told you about how we're using this BMI.
Yep.
It's a combination of height and weight. It's for men and women. And this study suggests that bowel cancer risk might might be affected by our lifestyle habits throughout the life course. So get your BMI under 25.
So have we talked enough about my visit to you last week to give people an idea of what they can learn from what you learned having looked at my body? I never mind you using me as a guinea pig.
So we're allowed to talk about you? I won't get in trouble?
Yeah, no.
Well, we took a trip throughout the circulation of your body from head to toe, and it looks pretty good. And I was very happy. We looked at your coronaries, and they're looking okay. Your carotids just have some mild blockage. I think they've gone down a little bit just by you living a healthy lifestyle. And the rest of your body looks pretty good. I like the pretty...
I like my body?
I like my body.
Huh.
That's a professional opinion.
Are there any things that we can learn, like the stress thing you said is affecting you?
I talked about lifestyle. Diet, exercise, stress, getting enough sleep, and limiting the alcohol. And the only one in your menu that we need to work on is getting the mental stress down.
Yeah. All right, so you guys cut it out. Whatever it is you're doing, stop it. Get down my stress.
It is affecting the thickness of your heart, and it's affecting some plaque, and I think we're going to get it down, but everything else we're getting under.
Does it recover if you eliminate that stress? Does your heart not thicken anymore?
Absolutely. You keep your blood pressure down, and the thickness will go down.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of fat, heavy, obese, could a noisy neighborhood where you live contribute
to
what you weigh? Yes, go ahead. Okay.
This is out of the journal Occupational Environmental Medicine this week. Exposure to noise from traffic, trains, and planes. It may be linked to an increasing waist size. Long-term exposure to traffic noise may affect our metabolism and lead to abdominal obesity. Earlier research had shown associations between traffic noise and high blood pressure and heart attacks.
Wow. Do people transmit happiness by smell?
I love this story. The answer is yes. This is out of psychological science recently. Besides smiles, laughter, and hugs, Doug, there may be less obvious ways to pick up another person's positive vibes. That's smell. Happiness may be generated by chemicals that get secreted in sweat, and that sweat signals get sniffed by those around us. But the good news is we not only breathe in the upbeat emotions of others, but by doing so, we actually become happier ourselves. So stay around with happy people who are sweating.
One of the ways you can stay happy and keep your blood pressure down, that's what Superbeats does. Ken's examined Superbeats. What do you think?
Doug, great. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, even erectile dysfunction, and yes, also Alzheimer's, dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeats, it's a scientifically proven, it's safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeats, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get it. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeats. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. You will not be disappointed. You'll be better off. Use Superbeats every day. 800-655-4183.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.